I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, my understanding is the team does not plan to cut Stephon Diggs. He's a very good player. They intend to pay him a lot of money. They haven't yet. They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical from his ACL recovery. It does seem to be on track. This is a player they want to keep, want to be making plays for them. That's why they signed him in free agency to such fanfare. Just got to be better. And this was a step in the right direction for Diggs and certainly something the Patriots welcome.
Former Buffalo Bill Stephon Diggs, now in New England and at OTAs yesterday, joining us on the Western Hotline, Alex Barth of 98.5 in Boston. Alex, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for some time on some Patriots chatter ahead of during OTAs here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
How quickly did it all blow through? I was actually in Boston last week when the whole boat thing happened and listening to your station quite a bit. And, you know, I feel like people had some fun with it, what it all meant. Is it already over, or do we have to wait for Diggs to talk about what happened, if he talks about it at all?
So, I mean, he'll be asked about it when he does eventually talk. I think it's probably on pause until then. It'll be there kind of in the background until the season starts, because if he comes out and isn't performing, people are going to bring it back up again. And should he have been more focused in the spring? Should he have not been on that boat? If he comes up and puts up, you know, 125 yards and a couple scores in the first game, then it's really gone and buried. But I think for the most part, like, the, you know, through the worst of it and the fact he got back out there, Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator yesterday, talking about he's not worried about it. He's not worried about his focus. The fact he was moving as well as he was coming off that torn ACL. I mean, he'll get asked about it again and it'll come up a little bit then, but I think for the most part people are done with it.
That might have been, you mentioned how he's moving, the biggest surprise for me. You know, anybody coming off an ACL, you wonder, and those injuries are always different, but the clips showing him running, you know, doing drills, kind of individual stuff,
without a brace.
I guess I would have expected things to be a little slower coming along, and half of the idea that he wasn't there at OTAs to me was, well, he probably can't work out anyway, and here he is. He certainly looks like he'll be ready to play once the season begins.
Well, what was interesting was they had shown, I don't know how it is in Buffalo, New England, there's only media access to 3 of the 9 practices. So they had posted pictures of him at a practice that we weren't at, but they didn't really show him doing anything. So it's like, okay, was he just there? Was he working out? To see him moving around, when they first signed him, Adam Schefter reported that the expectation was he'd be ready for week 1. And everybody kind of looked at that like, yeah, okay, it would be nice. I get it. They just signed him. Everybody's kind of feeling themselves right now. No, that looks like a guy who would be ready, and I don't think he's 100% yet. He didn't take part in the competitive team drills in practice yesterday, so seems like there's maybe still a few things for him to do. But 7 months post-ACL, I mean, most guys even aren't on the field at all. So that was definitely the most encouraging thing yesterday, was how well he was moving.
With all the drama from last week, there were some Vrabel comments that we had played last week on the show here. How do you expect him, and I guess the rest of the coaching staff, but I'm thinking about Vrabel mostly here because of just the way, you know, no-nonsense type of coaching in the past, how he and Diggs might coexist on this team going forward?
I think Vrabel said his part last week, right? Just don't make bad decisions and things like that. And I don't think he has a problem with players, you know, enjoying themselves and being themselves and expressing their personality, but obviously not to the detriment of the football team. So, you know, he said his part. I think Diggs, you hope that he got the message between Vrabel, what Vrabel said, what other coaches have said. But if he's producing, it's not going to be a problem. If he's producing, I think Vrabel will put up with it. It's just a question of, you know, wrong side of 30, coming off the torn ACL, can he be that guy that he was? Even last year in Houston, like, he was good last year in Houston before he got hurt. Can he be that guy for them when the season starts?
Has Drake May said anything about this, by the way? Or is there any thought about him, you know, being so young and getting... You know, I mean, he's there, though, yesterday. That's, again, part of this, though, isn't it, Alex, that, you know, like, when I reached out to you to get you on, like, he obviously wasn't at OTAs. And one thing I was wondering is, like, how much do the Patriots really want him there? Because, you know, it's not like year four with the Bills, where you've already got your rapport with Josh Allen, you've played together so much, and I don't know, how much thought is there to building chemistry with Drake May? But, again, now he's there doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want him away from Drake May. I think the bigger thing, and he talked about this at his introductory press conference, and I think it's something that they're looking at, is a not insignificant part of the signing. They want him to be an influence on these younger wide receivers, and they want him to teach some of the guys. I mean, outside of Kendrick Bourne and Mac Hollins, who they signed, everybody in that wide receiver room is, you know, at most 2 years in the league. It's a really young, inexperienced group, and we saw it right away yesterday. He's out there spending significant time working with a lot of these younger guys. And as I'm sure you know, in Buffalo, the Patriots have not been able to develop wide receivers. This has been an issue through multiple coaching staffs, multiple front offices. It goes back like a decade now that they can't get the best out of wide receivers they draft. So I think that there's hope that Diggs is going to be, you know, a reference there, a sort of mentor there. And that's going to happen in this setting. That this is the best setting for that to happen. So I think they really want him there, because not just to work with Drake May and get better, they want him working with the young receivers, too, and helping those guys out.
Alex Barth joining us. Alex, do you think that the glow-up the Patriots are getting is deserved here? They make the coaching change. Was last year's team, I know they were, I finished near the bottom, artificially low? Do you feel like they did not get as much out of the team as they could have? And this year, you might get a bounce back times two, because Vrabel does seem to get a lot out of his teams. I think he consistently did that in Tennessee. And maybe if you bounce up two spots in terms of the coaching ranks, do you think they deserve this little bit of love they've been getting lately?
Yeah, I think they do. I think the Vrabel thing is a part of it. There were problems last year, and it got worse as the year went on, that there were just so many missed opportunities, and like you said, not getting the most out of the roster, misusing players. The other thing that I think is a part of it that is more of a projection that I think more people are assuming than saying out loud is, a lot of this banks on Drake May taking that year to leap. And we've seen what a quarterback can do going from year one to year two, and how much room there is for improvement, how much those guys usually improve when they have a promising first year like Drake May did. So, you know, if Drake May's the same guy he was last year, they're probably not hitting a lot of these projections. If he takes the kind of year two jump we've seen a lot of quarterbacks take, then that 9-win conversation, some other things have to go right, but that 9-win conversation looks a lot more real.
And then there's the schedule too, right? Where,
yeah,
especially at the start, we were looking at this the other day, that Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers before they play the Bills, and then the three games after the Bills look pretty light also. So I'm wondering how big a step they even really need to take. I almost feel like they could go through a modest, you know, type of improvement from 1 year to the next, and by the time they get to the midpoint of the year, you know, I guess the schedule might present itself of, if they have some warts or some things they need to get better at, that their record and their schedule might keep them on track.
The early schedule definitely helps. The thing is, and this was part of the issue last year, and really the last 2 years, this goes back to the end of Belichick, there were so many games that they should have won that they still didn't win. They were, like, you looked at the schedule last year, there were probably 6 to 7 games that they should have won, and they only won 3 of them because we weren't counting that game at the end of the year. So that's been a problem for them, that, yeah, they should win this game on paper, but they can't get out of their own way. And Mike Vrabel talked about this in his opening press conference. He was asked about some of the pillars of his program, and one of the first things he said was, we just need to be good enough to take advantage of bad football. We're not good enough to take advantage of bad football right now. and they weren't last year. Like, that's true. So if he can get them there, if they can just get to the point where they're beating bad football teams and not getting in their own way too much, then they should be able to roll. If Vrabel can't fix that, then that, you know, who knows what happens at the beginning of the year. But I think he can fix it. I don't think that'll be a problem.
Alex Barth, 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Alex, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Six losses by one score, New England.
Last year?
Yeah. Looking at the record in one score games, that's one thing you can do. They have a win over Cincinnati by one score, lose to Seattle by one. Other wins by one score, I told you, six losses by one score. Wins by one score, The Jets, that's two. And the Bills, the late last game of the season. That's it. They lost to the Colts by a point.
Yeah.
They lost to the Bills by three in a game here that was a game where everybody tried. Allen doing that game. Let me check. Allen in that game, 16 of 29 for 154 and a touchdown. James Cook had.
That was a bit. Ooh, that's week 17?
Yeah.
That is the James Cook wins me a fantasy championship game.
He had 100 yards and a touchdown. And then receiving, he had 3 for 26 and a touchdown.
Yep, love that. New England favored by 2.5 in week 1 against the Raiders.
Okay. Where is that game?
New England.
Okay.
Their first three games are all kind of who's who games. New England plays Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers in their first three games. I feel like they should be better than all three of those teams. I also wouldn't want to guarantee you they're going to be better than any of those three teams. Right? It's possible any of those three are better than them this year. Possible.
It feels like if you try to say the Raiders are ready to be good, you are just ready to be the biggest sucker on earth.
Well, you know, but Geno, what if you really like Geno Smith?
I don't think it's crazy that they could be respectably good.
I like Geno Smith a lot, and they hired Chip Kelly to be their offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fine. Love Jack Besh, the guy they picked in round two. I'm not going to tell you he's the reason why they're going to be great, though. Well, what are they going to try to be? They're going to try to run the ball with their rookie running back 9,000 times, aren't they?
Probably.
Run the ball, Pete Carroll. I could see them being playoff contender good. I think the quarterback is probably good enough that they got a baseline. They're going to be win 7-8 games at least. It's basically what Seattle's been the last couple of years. So I could get behind the Raiders being okay.
Saw a piece about Von Miller, landing spots for Von. Quick. Just thought exercise for everybody out there. If you want this, Von Miller, Amari Cooper, Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
All still available.
Yeah.
Does that, when you confront that notion, does that make you think about last year's team in a different way at all? Douglas, Cooper, Von, three of your consistent on-the-field players. I mean, I guess Cooper not as much, and Von's a rotational guy, but those are three veterans you had on the team that you decided we're going to move on from them, and no one has picked them up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah.
Not just one. Not
none of them.
Three. To me, it's kind of, it's a little bit of,
well,
you know what? If Josh Allen hadn't won the MVP, let's go back and give it to him, because you said goodbye to three pieces that were big, and they're not on teams.
Right.
And you're trying to find homes for them.
You would expect, though, all three are going to play in the league this year, though, right?
That's right. I would.
Yeah, like Vaughn's going to play for sure, I think. Also, he should. I mean, his numbers last year were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
So
his pass rush win rate, his PFF score, he was the highest rated defensive end on the team.
Even just look at the sacks per the amount of pass rushes he had. Like, it's not sure. It's pretty good.
But
six sacks on half the rushes that, like, Greg Rousseau had, for instance. Like,
but Vaughn also has two teams that he'd probably just go back and. I mean, does he need the money? He can just go play for Denver. He can just go play for L.A.
Well, he made a comment the other day, actually, that Denver doesn't want him. Like, he might have wanted to go back to Denver, and they're not interested. I don't think there's an opening here, right?
No.
Even with an injury to Bosa and a suspension to Hoyt, like, I don't think there's an opening here. There's too many guys in the room. So... yeah, doesn't he latch on with a contender at some point? He might even wait till the season starts and latch on with a team. Whereas Cooper would, I don't know, Cooper, if the league thinks he's shot, then what is he going to get? Is he going to just get like a practice squad role somewhere? Like, hey, come prove you can even still play in the league anymore. I didn't think it went that bad. I mean, it was not good.
No,
but
it wasn't.
He caught the ball on, like, jump balls. Like, they were impressive catches that he made. He was not open, and that's the problem, I guess. But the Jet game where Josh puts a ball in the back corner of the end zone, and I think he's being covered by DJ Reed on the play, and Cooper jumps into the air over him and comes down with the ball and lands on his back for a touchdown. Like... he's not getting open as much, and he's not a guy you want with the ball in your hands on a screenplay. Third down. But I would think he could still play in the league and fill some type of role for somebody. Pittsburgh, maybe. Feels appropriate for that.
Pittsburgh.
All right. Want some quarterback trivia?
I do.
Quarterback trivia. This is, I think, tougher than you might think it is. Give me... the eight quarterbacks that have thrown for 50-plus touchdowns in the last 2 years. And I bet you're going to have trouble getting a couple of them.
So eight quarterbacks have thrown for 50 touchdowns in the last 2 years.
Can you do it without making five mistakes?
I can get the number one quarterback.
Okay, because that's one I thought you wouldn't get.
I'll get that one.
You'll get that one?
Bank it.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
How about that?
Baker Mayfield leads the league in touchdowns in the last 2 years.
No one's thrown more.
62?
69.
Okay. I saw that.
Dude, you must have seen that.
I saw it a couple weeks ago. He's number one. Yeah, Baker.
Because no one would ever guess Baker Mayfield.
No.
You might have guessed him for top eight, but you would never guess him for number one.
Nope, I would not.
But he's number one.
Josh.
Josh, number five. 57.
Okay. Last 2 years. Hold on 1 second here. Plugging up I got to look at the logos. That's how this works.
Man, you got Baker.
I got Baker.
Baker was the one I thought I'd get you on.
I mean, I don't want to be wrong on Mahomes because he had a bad couple of statistical seasons, but 50 is not a lot, Mahomes.
Seventh.
Okay.
53.
Yeah, like, seventh. Good. All right.
You got 1, 5, and 7.
All right. Lamar.
3, 65.
50 touchdowns the last 2 years.
Zero mistakes so far.
See, injuries are going to get...
let's see if you can do this perfect.
Injuries are going to get tough, though.
Okay.
Goff.
Goff is number 2 with 67. I really want to see if he can get this clean now. He's got 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. You're missing 4, 6, and 8. Three away from a perfect round here.
All right. Hold on. Let me get my rough draft guesses over here. I'm gonna start to list some rough draft guesses. That one I don't like because he's injured all the time. I don't think it's gonna be him. Again, I think I was hurt a bunch, but he threw so many last year. Sure, Burrow.
Burrow's number 4.
Okay.
Despite playing like 7 fewer games than a lot of these guys.
He threw like 37 last year. I felt okay about it.
He's got 58, which is 4th.
Okay.
Number 6 and number 8, 57 and 51
touchdown passes by these two.
Okay.
Okay, I've got four names down. No mistakes yet. No, that's right. That's right. How many spots are left?
Two.
Two spots left. Okay.
There are also 15 players that have thrown exactly one touchdown in the last 2 years. That's a fun list, too. Jerick McKinnon is on that list.
Oh, boy. Here's a tough one. There's a couple in here. Like, again, two season starters that threw a lot of touchdowns.
Right. Yeah. No one played one and got 50-plus.
Tua is wrong. Taking him out.
Okay.
The names I have.
Yeah, tell me, what are the names you got?
The names I have are Lawrence, Stroud, Geno, Hurts, Love, Stafford, and Purdy. Those are the contenders.
How about this? I'll give you your hint is that the two names are within your list.
Yeah,
they are.
I felt good about that. I don't know about Stafford 2 years ago being hurt. I feel like he was and thought about retiring, so I'm taking Stafford out.
Okay.
Is that correct?
I don't know if I should. Should I tell him?
Let's play it this way.
All right, sure. Yeah. Stafford's out. Stafford threw 44 in the last 2 years. Yeah, what did he threw 2 years ago. Oh, no. He only threw 20 last year.
Okay.
He went 24 and then 20.
Okay.
The year before was the one he was injured.
Oh, okay.
That's the one where Mayfield comes in like the week of and leads them to a comeback.
So that's bad process, but a right answer.
Yes.
I'll take it. Trevor Lawrence spent some time hurt and they had a terrible year. I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence out.
You scald a 56 that hit the bunker, rolled through, and is 5 feet from the pin.
Trevor Lawrence out.
Trevor Lawrence is out. He only has 32.
Yowza.
32 in the last 2 years.
And I'm about to take Travis Hunter second overall in fantasy in a dynasty draft. Probably. Stroud.
Liam Cohen, I saw second for coach of the year.
How bad was Stroud's sophomore slump? How many did he have in his first season there as a rookie? I'm not taking him out yet.
Okay. We're holding on to Stroud.
Love spent some time hurt last year. Purdy is not terrible here. Purdy's offenses are usually good. I have him in fantasy. He's fairly bankable as a starter.
You traded for him from me?
I did. And then I traded him away, I think. I don't even know who I have. Yeah, I did, because I have Josh Allen in that league now. 50 touchdowns. I should just like get off the pot here already, right?
I like this.
I have two left?
You have two left.
My answers are going to be Purdy and, if I get it wrong twice, I'll feel terrible about this. Does Purdy throw 25 touchdowns each year? He didn't get hurt. He lost Ayuk. And lost McCaffrey.
Also, Ricky Pearsall injured at training camp.
Got
right
shot.
Now.
He's hurt this year.
Yeah, this year. He's got no receivers at practice. Okay, Ayuk's not there. Debo got traded. Pearsall's gone.
Well, this year he's not shot.
They still have Juwan Jennings, I guess.
So, Geno before Seattle was where?
He was a backup. Chargers, but he's played 2 years for Seattle.
Right.
In fact, he played 3 years for Seattle. 3 years as a starter. 5 years on the Seahawks. Two as a backup.
I've got to pick two of these five.
Two of the five.
Why is it so difficult? I mean, Hurts. No, Hurts is out.
Hurts is out? That's correct.
All right.
Hurts 41. Hurts 41. Really good in Super Bowls, though.
Yeah.
Really, really good in Super Bowls.
So it's down to two of the last four. Stroud, Smith, Love, Purdy.
Mm-hmm. Nothing incorrect so far.
No, that's right. No incorrect. If I'd gotten one wrong, we'd have already gone to break. Instead, I just want to run this table.
Yeah.
I want to get this right. I'm going to say that Stroud's sophomore slump was bad enough. Stroud out.
Stroud 43 touchdowns below the threshold. He is not one of the two.
So two of three left.
Yep. He can't possibly mess this up.
At least I'm going to get one right.
He's got a 5-point lead with 23 seconds left.
I'm going to get one right. Okay, so Geno, Jordan Love, and Brock Purdy, two of those three threw 50 touchdowns in the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Really what I want here is like, who's the most likely to have thrown for 30? Because getting to 20 is nothing. That's the threshold here. Did somebody get to 30? Because if they did...
Yeah, the two guys that are on the list both got to 30.
Yeah. So, like, with that in mind... It's not Jordan Love.
You're saying it's not Jordan Love?
I'm saying it's Geno and Purdy. Because Jordan Love, if my timelines are right, Jordan Love has had one season after his extension that he got after a half of a good season and a good playoffs. It's Geno and Purdy.
All right, he's locked it in. Number 8 with 51 touchdowns, Brock Purdy. Number 6, tied with Josh Allen with 57 passing touchdowns, Jordan Love.
Ooh. Darn it. The ship sailed. Apologies. The ship sailed.
Wow.
I didn't get to the final letter.
Where's the board?
I didn't get to the final letter. That was authentic, and I did not get to the final letter. Sincerest apologies. I felt so good about it. Jordan Love.
Oh, and take all his points away on the chat.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Put him down to 0.
Did not get to the final letter. Well, Shiz University is what that's I was amazing. Saying.
I'll pay your fine. I'll pay your fine to the FCC.
From Wicked. No, Shiz University is what I was saying.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get a break in. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Great trivia. Apologies for getting 9 out of 10. Why did I think Geno?
So close.
How many did Geno have?
Geno had 41.
No, not even close.
All same right. as Jalen Hurts.
Did he have 2 years? What were his three numbers? There's three totals.
In Seattle, he had, in his 3 years as a starter, 30 touchdowns in 2022, 20 in 2023, and 21 in 2024.
So he had 50 2 years before.
If I'd asked you the same question 1 year ago, he would have been.
I missed it by a year.
He would have been correct.
All right. 803-0550, your number on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.